Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am your host, Martise, and I just want to welcome you to another episode of Unmute. If you have not checked out our last episode dealing with preparing for your godly mate, please go and do so now. Today we're going to be talking about relationship goals. And I really wanted to cover, like, if you guys get it, then there's a pattern going on. But I really wanted to cover this after preparing for your godly mate, because once you find that mate, you know, you want to do everything that you saw as a goal while you were single, or, you know, that you saw other couples completing or doing. And we just had to talk about this. And because I want people to know that a relationship goal shouldn't be seen as something that's just unattainable, but inspirational. You know, don't look at somebody else's as you want it, or you want that, or want what they have, but you can look at it and say that it's inspiring, but you never really want what somebody else has, because you don't know their full story. You know, you can see them smiling and laughing together, and everything that you just find as like, oh, that's goals, but you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. You know, maybe somebody is going shopping because they got beat on, you know, and this is a way of them making up for the other person, making up for what they did. So now they're going shopping, you know, but, oh, it's one of my relationship goals for my boyfriend or girlfriend to be able to just let me go on shopping sprees. But you don't know, you know, what happened behind closed doors, because sometimes when you ask for something, you may have to get the whole thing, and you don't want the whole thing, you just want what you see. So we can't let that be our main focus. But it's okay to inspire that one day you'll be able to go on shopping sprees, and it'll be in a good way. You know, it'll be just because it's Wednesday and I love you. Here, babe, go shopping. Here, babe, go, you know, let's go on a cruise, you know, or a boat ride around the town or around the city or whatever. You know, it's okay to have those things as goals, but make sure they're pure goals. So that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about, or talk with you guys about today, is just relationship goals. And I have around me a 16-year-old, you know, my sister, and she looks at me and my wife and our children, and she say, oh, y'all just so goals. I don't even know what y'all so goals even mean, but I get what she was trying to say. And it was just like, you know, are we? You know, like, because we've been through some stuff, but, and everybody know, you know, you have times and trials and tribulations and everything, but, you know, we were just having fun with our children and just enjoying each other's company. But someone else, you know, can look at it and say, y'all goals, like, it's, how can I put it? It feels good, but it's like you want to make sure you humble. You know, you don't want to walk around with your chest poked out, and, you know, when you're with your wife, and just be like, yeah, we goals, like, yeah, we know. You know, you want other people to look at you guys and be inspired, like, oh, I don't want to be like them, but to be like them probably wouldn't be bad, or, you know, to be on their level wouldn't be bad, but you can't be on their level if you're not humble and transparent and things like that. You know, relationship goals are, you know, being honest, you know, talking like best friends, and, you know, arguing like husband and wife, play fighting like, you know, like kids, and, you know, having each other back, you know, like brother and sister. You know, that's what the goals are, not just kissing, but when you can fight and you can make up, you know, those are goals. You know, when you've done wrong and you can go back and apologize and the other person forgive you, and then you be able to talk about those things, those are relationship goals. Not the hugging and kissing that you see on the pictures or on social media and everything like that. No, that's, it comes along with it, you know, when you're getting along. But when the last time you've seen two people fighting and it said relationship goals? You know, because it happens in those relationships. And you want to be careful with who you're making or having relationships with, because, you know, one thing that I know is that you want to make memories with the person that you're with, but you don't want to make memories with somebody who is going to be a memory. Meaning, I like to travel and I'm with this girl, and, you know, since I like to travel, we're going to go to Paris, and we're going to go to D.C., and we're going to go to Miami and California and Vegas and everywhere else everybody loves to go. And then next year or next couple years, me and her not together. Now I have all these memories of these places that I went, but I was with this person who is now a memory, like I'm no longer with. You know, somebody asked me not too long ago, like, what made you get married at such a young age? And I was like, I was ready. I'm like, I've experienced a lot in my life. And when I found my wife, I knew she was my wife. She was everything that I prayed for. And even though in the beginning, and me, you know, I was in a world at that point and not really trying to settle down, even though I knew the truth, I just made dumb decisions, but I knew that she was my wife. But now the memories that I make, I'm making with my wife. You know, even if, Lord forbid, you know, even if something else happened within me and my wife's marriage, I can still be happy that me and her did this. Me and her made these trips. Me and her built these businesses. Me and her, because that's the love of my life. So I can be happy with whatever the outcome is. You know, if God calls me home, then the memories that we have, you know, the relationship that we have, you know, the goals that we set and the ones that we've completed, you know, those were our relationship goals, to have a family, to raise them, to be together, to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Like, those were our goals, and that's what we're doing. That's what we are completing. When we got married, not when we first got together, but when we got married, she was in school, and, you know, she was going back and forth on if she was going to take time off from school or, you know, whatever and whatnot. And she did. She took like 2 months off when we first got married. But I didn't finish school so that she could go to school full time and not have to worry about bills and everything else, because I knew one of her goals was to be a licensed cosmetologist. And now she is. She's a advanced, you know, licensed cosmetologist because of the tests and everything that she have to take after completing school. She's an advanced licensed cosmetologist. So that was a goal that we completed together. It was like, you focus on your grades, your school, and I'm going to focus on the home. And, you know, by God's grace, we didn't have any kids at that time. So it was just me and her, but that was a goal that we knocked off our list. Another good relationship goal is good credit, like, for real. Help each other and build that credit up, or you know, just not even having to help each other, just go into the relationship with good credit. You know, like, talk to people who have bad credit, ask them where they went wrong. Talk to people who have good credit and ask them how they keep it up there. Talk to people who have had to repair their credit. Like, talking and communication is the most important thing that we can do in our life, because there's so much knowledge and so much information that everybody has in them, and if we would share it, and especially if it's good and, you know, Christ-led, if we would share it, we can stop people from making some of the bad decisions that we made, or we can help more people make good decisions that we've made. But having good credit is a relationship goal. You don't know how many, well, I know a lot of people who, you know, would be further in life if they had good credit, or if their partner had good credit or something like that. Like, credit is something that we as people need to talk about before we just jump into relationships, you know, because we shouldn't be jumping into relationships without being an adult. Like, I kind of go back and forth on it, because I say you should be an adult when you get in a relationship, because you're an adult, for one. You know, two, you've learned a little bit. You know, three, you can kind of see who's for you, who's not. Like, one thing that I know about a woman is that a woman is not just going to get with anybody, but somebody who pushes her, or somebody who she feels she can learn something from. Like, some guys feel like, oh, this woman is stuck up, or she like this or like that. No, she's just seen you before, or she's seen your type before, and she know there's nothing that you can teach me, or nothing that I'm going to learn from you. But when a woman can find somebody that she know, okay, yeah, he's not the best person in this area or that area, but I can learn from him, or I see that he's changing, you know, and anything. Women, that, like, women need to be taught, and not taught as in, like, how people try to say you gotta train your woman and all of that. But no, women love knowledge. Like, it's true, women love knowledge. But we don't want women just dating from this guy to that guy to that guy, trying to get all the knowledge. But if you find, and if you prepare for your godly mate, and when you find them and you see them, everything that you're missing or you need to learn, they're going to fill in a blank. You know, they're going to teach you about God. They're going to talk to you about credit and teach you about credit, and, you know, just life-changing things. And you're gonna know it's them because they're gonna talk to you how other people don't. And that's why I say, like, you should wait until you're an adult so that you can have a little bit more self-control, you know, about who you're dating. Because when you're young, it's just, oh, they look good, or they cute, or they handsome, or they strong, or they play sports, or she's on the cheerleading team, or this, that, and the third. And you're not really thinking about the longevity of that, because one thing, you get so caught up in their looks and how attractive they are, and then, you know, the next thing, you know, they teaching you a little bit, but it's something that everybody know, but, you know, to you it's just so amazing. And then next thing you know, you done slipped into having sex and fornication and all of that, and then that relationship doesn't work out, and then you on to the next relationship, and, you know, the same thing begins to happen until you develop a mindset of what you know that you really want in your life for yourself and for the relationship that you're going to be in. And you begin to find those things out as you get older. Like, when you're young, you're not thinking that far ahead. Or some people do, but for a lot of people, you don't think that far ahead. And that's why being honest, being trustworthy, growing together, training together, you know, cleaning together, just spending time together, those are relationship goals. You know, the moments that me and my wife can watch TV and I'll fall asleep on her lap, you know, like I'll be laying across her lap watching TV and I'll fall asleep, or she'll lay across mine and we watch TV, or, you know, we let the recliners back and we watch TV together and fall asleep together. Like, those are the moments that you wake up and be like, so what happened? And she like, I don't know, I went to sleep, you know, now ain't nobody mad because both of y'all fell asleep, both of y'all went to sleep together. Those are the moments that you want to share. Or, you know, like my wife, she always falls asleep during a movie if it's late, and then we gotta watch it again because she never finished it. But it's cool because most of the time we watch good movies, so I don't mind seeing it again, or, you know, however it plays out. But somebody who you're going to spend the rest of your life with should be your relationship goals, because you have, you know, like I explained with my sister, you have people like that that just see people living their lives, you know, enjoying their spouse as relationship goals, which is not bad. But then you have grown people that look at people like Beyonce and Jay-Z as relationship goals and as goals, but they get to do all the things that they do because they have money. But however the situation came about to where they got to fame and they have money, that's their business. That's why they can do that. And they happen to get caught by paparazzi, or, you know, however it go, where the whole world gets to see what they're doing. That shouldn't be a relationship goal of yours. That should just be like, oh yeah, I aspire to go to Paris one day. Like, I would love to do that. But I mean, even without it being them, a lot of people would like to go to Paris, France, and see the Eiffel Tower in person, everything like that. So don't idolize people for your relationship goals, but don't idolize your goals either. But make your goals something that you want to attain while you have a strong relationship, if that makes sense. I see it in my head, but I don't know if it came out and made sense in the right way. But yeah, like I was saying, just the things that I'm doing, I'm glad that my wife is right beside me while I'm doing these things, because I have somebody that I can look to in the next 60 years and say, yeah, you remember when we went to the release party for, you know, this, and do you remember when, you know, we had to travel all the way to Missouri, you know, and we took that 7-hour trip back and we didn't even listen to the radio, we just talked for 7 hours, like, things like that, you know, the trips that we've taken, like, those are the goals, you know, not to take them, but to have the memories. Because you can go to Mars right now with somebody, but then next year, y'all not together, so now you went to Mars, that was a good time, y'all had fun, but then how y'all broke up, you might, ugh, I can't stand them, I wish I didn't do that with them. Or you do something with somebody, and then the person that you end up being with, they want to do something that you did, and now you stuck in between this crossroad of, well, do I tell them that I've already done this, but I did it with that person, or do I just go along with it? But then, you know, they begin to ask like, you're not excited about this, and you be like, well, I've already been here, and I didn't know you've been here, you didn't, you know. So it just it gets tough. That's why you just have to be careful with who you get in a relationship with and the things that you do in those relationships. And then also with relationships, business relationships, when you having a business relationship with somebody, you want to pray about your intimate and personal relationships, but you also really want to pray about your business relationships, because some people get in business relationships and they think that that person is on their team and then that don't work out, and that person went and started a business of their own that's completely similar to your business, and in no time it's at the same level of your business because they took everything that you've taught them and started their own, and now you're in competition with somebody that knows your plans, you know. So you really have to know who you're making business relationships with and business deals with, because I mean, your business, it speaks for itself. If it's doing good, it's gonna know. If it's not, you're gonna know. And who you're connected to, if you're connected to some sleazy person that's always trying to manipulate their way into something or manipulate their way out of something, and other people know that that person, like that's what that person is known for, that person is going to give you a bad rep. Or somebody that know be like, yo, you need to watch out for them because, you know, they ain't no good. But what if you don't, you know, get that heads up and that person just drag you down? So make sure you get into your praying about your business relationships and making goals. You have to have a target audience for whatever your business is. Make sure you know what your target audience is, and whatever, you know, the age group is or whatever that target is, make sure you're supplying or giving what they need, but also don't be afraid to extend it a little bit more, because then you'll be able to reach people with your target. Like my target audience is for people that's around my age that can still, you know, learn things. And I mean, you can be older and, you know, some of these things may be like, oh, nobody ever told me that or taught me that, but it's for everybody. But I really want to help the generation that's coming after me, the generation that's now, so that they can be an example, but this generation that's coming after me, so that they can step into these things and they can already know, they can already have the mindset of, you know, individual growth and development and preparing for your godly mate and relationship goals and so on and so forth, as God, you know, leads this thing. Because the Bible says our people perish, my people perish for the lack of knowledge, which means there's knowledge out there, but we're lacking it. But the knowledge that I have, I'm trying to give it to y'all, trying to give y'all the game so that we can continue to move forth, so that we ain't just out here living careless lives and perishing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure that we have a chance into making it into heaven. That's why I push preparing for your godly mate. That's why I push waiting, you know, until you're an adult to find your godly mate and make these relationship goals, because one of those goals is going to be marriage. And with marriage, you don't have to have a 5 and 4 and 3-star wedding and all of that. You can take $50. If y'all know that's what y'all want to do, y'all can take $50, y'all parents, and a couple other real close people, go downtown and get married and go back to y'all place or wherever and have a reception. And everybody, like, everything, have somebody record it so that everybody can see y'all say I do. And then down the line, maybe if you got good credit, then you can take out a loan. Or maybe after you rebuild your credit, you can take out a loan to have a $20,000 wedding. You know, people renew their vows, and that's when, you know, they have their big wedding. Because maybe when they started, they didn't have it. But as long as you're breathing, you have a chance. But you don't have to have the $50,000, $100,000 wedding, and, you know, it's going to last a day. You know, it's going to last a day, and then you have your honeymoon and things like that. But the wedding day and the reception is not the most important thing. It's the marriage and the commitment and the vows that you take and the vows that you make. Like, being true and upholding those, that's the real marriage. Those are the real relationship goals. Being taught, you know, something new. Exploring life with your spouse. Those are relationship goals. We have to stop looking at social media and what they're telling us relationship goals is. And be creative. Make some of your own relationship goals. You know? Make a relationship goal. You want to, I don't know, make some dang on shoes so you can hang upside down and walk on your ceiling or something. And you can kiss your wife upside down. Do something. Make your own relationship goals. But stop looking at other people as relationship goals. It's okay to be inspired, but don't make them your goals. Just make it something that, yeah, we'll do that one day too, but we not sweating it. We getting ourselves together, our personal life, you know, things like that. So yes, this is another episode of Unmute, and I am your host Martise, and I just want you guys to be blessed, be encouraged, and stay true to you and what you believe in. Bye-bye.